This is the O3, a podcast about everything. Hello everyone, welcome back to the O3. It's your host, Alexis Inaji. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about how I balance my social life with my school life. Yeah, posting in school, I post regularly. I could even say I post like 3 times a day. On a bad day, I post like 2 times a day. How do I really achieve this? Well, my social life and school life are intertwined in a way where they actually benefit each other. How would they benefit each other? So, social life to me is a form of stress relief. When I've had a long day in class, or it's time for break and I just had finished 2 hours or 4 hours of class, what's the next thing I'm going to do? I'm going to make a video, because to me, I enjoy it. The main aim of doing anything is to have fun while doing it. It is not worthwhile to do something you're not having fun doing. When I make videos, I make sure I'm always having fun. And through this, it's my perfect source of relief, my space for venting. That is social media to me. And that's how I balance my academics with my social life. Even during exams, in fact, during exams, those were the moments where those videos were really, really important. Because I would have finished reading for like 4 hours and I just need a break. I go make a video, I relax a little bit, and bam, I'm good again. And I'm back at it. I'm reading, I'm doing my thing. You know, that's life, really. Just have fun doing whatever you're doing, and it's going to be worth it, really. So, let me give you guys a short recap of my time at school. The crazy experiences, the good experiences, and whatever comes to mind. So, this girl here resumed school 5 weeks late. Yeah, I felt that I deserved that break. Plus, there was the Salah break, there was the Easter break. There were lots of breaks between the period where my school was to resume. So, I just said, hey, let me give myself that break. And I deserved it. And you would have thought that, okay, during the 5 weeks, I would have missed a lot. I'm lucky. And during those 5 weeks, yeah, I just missed like a week of school, because it seemed that most people were actually really tired. Because like, we had just 2 weeks break between our first and second semester. Give me a break. So I give myself that just to, you know, get myself together and be at peace with myself before I went to school. Because it's important to be at peace with yourself always and do things for yourself. Because if you want to put 100% effort into anything, you have to make sure that you believe in what you're doing, that you're comfortable doing what you're doing. I wasn't comfortable resuming school, first week of school, and I knew if I resumed, I wasn't going to come in my A game. So I said, hey, take a few weeks. I was wondering what was happening in school, if there was anything important, and like, I find a way to get informed about it. And yeah, when I got to school, I could put my 100% effort into what I was doing. And I think it was even better than the previous semester, where I think I resumed school like 3 days into the semester, and like 2 weeks, I wasn't in school. Really. So that was it. Then while I was in school, yeah, I would call myself some sort of hard guy, but this hard guy, I felt sick. Well, I wouldn't say it was so serious, but in the chapel, yeah, I was this close to fainting. At first, I did not want to say anything. I was absolutely not going to say anything, but it got that bad. I was clenching my fist. My god, it was bad. But I didn't want to say anything, but finally I couldn't handle it and I found myself in the clinic. But now the amazing thing is that when I got there and they did the blood test, supposedly I had a really high percentage of typhoid, and also there was, I think it was either the infection, it was the typhoid, or I had an infection and I had malaria and I had typhoid basically. But it never showed. Apart from that one time in the chapel, I was completely fine, and according to the reports it had been in my system for a while. And I'm like, sorry, excuse me, it can't be me, you're talking about me. After I leave this place, I'm gonna jump around and show you what I'm made of. That was my reaction. I didn't understand how I was so sick, but my body didn't notice it. And right now, yeah, it seems I lost a lot of weight. So everybody's saying, oh my god, you lost so much weight. Ah, you lost weight. And then in Igbo, you're like, itacharu. So that's the catchphrase around me right now. But I'm okay. Okay, what happened? That's true. I was even saying that. Well, I see lots of comments on my TikTok asking whether I'm a boy or I'm a girl. I am a girl. And that brought me to an incident that happened in my 200 level. You could only imagine. So, I came out from my hostel was adjoined to another hostel. So, I came out from the first hostel and I was entering the second hostel. And lo and behold, before me sat an elderly woman. And of course, I was like, okay, I have to show her respect. And I was like, good morning, ma'am. Next thing you know, she starts screaming. What is she screaming? Okumilele, okumilele. And I was like, ma. At that point in time, yeah, I did not understand Yoruba. And I didn't understand that okumi meant boy. So I was like, I was really flabbergasted, like, what is happening with this woman? She was just shouting, okumilele, okumilele. Then one of the other porters came up. She's like, I don't think she addressed her as ma, they know themselves. Anyway, she tried to explain that this girl before you is a girl. And then I texted my shit. I'm like, bro, it's apparent that I'm a girl. Like, doesn't make any sense. Yeah, at all. And what was I even wearing? I think I was wearing shorts and singlets. So, mind yourself, bro. Anyways, that was it. I was accused of being a boy in the girls' hostel. And it's not the first time. It's happening. Oh, damn. What a life. I'm emotionally downcast. Confused all about life. I'm kidding, it's a normal occurrence. Yeah, I feel that I get mistaken for a boy sometimes. In my voice I get called sir a lot over the phone, but instead of it demotivating me, it has come as true. All the experiences have been true. It has shaped me to be who I am today. I took a long time to discover myself and find confidence in myself, because yeah, all the time you're mistaken for a dude, all the time people are saying you look like a dude, or your dress sense is like a dude zone. But that's me, that's what I'm comfortable in. Yeah, I find dresses uncomfortable and I find trousers comfortable. It's me basically. And I have come to terms with myself that, yeah, I'm a girl that doesn't like dresses, I'm a girl that doesn't like skirts, but it doesn't change the fact that I'm a girl. On today's episode of the O3, this is the end. Once again, it's your host, Lexus Energy.